I'm Tiziana Deering. Let's look ahead to tomorrow's show. Skyscrapers atop the Mass Pike. It's a towering new development, parts of which are set to open this summer. It gives new shops, offices, public space to Back Bay. So could the project be a model for other neighborhoods? That is tomorrow on the show. You're listening to Radio Boston. More than 300,000 households here could lose a subsidy, will lose a subsidy, that gives them fast internet soon. That's because the federal government is winding down the Affordable Connectivity Program, sometimes called ACP, which started in 2021. The program gives $30 a month or more to qualifying people to help them pay their Wi-Fi bill. Mary Magner lives in Brighton, receives the benefit. Mary, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So, Mary, what do you use your internet for?
Oh, everything. Let's see. Email, news, shopping. And since the pandemic, doctor's appointments. I use Zoom. I'm on the my building's tenant task force. We're doing a redevelopment, and we meet by Zoom. Oh, you know, directions. Connecting with family, trip planning, music. And we have these exercise classes also done by Zoom. So it's been wonderful, that $30. But and the people in my building, I have 225 seniors and disabled people who have taken advantage of that discount and have gotten used to it. The luxury, the wonderful use of the internet, and now it's a question of whether we can afford it. It's like they gave us a gift, and now they're taking it away.
Mary, can you afford the internet service you have if you lose this $30 a month?
I just looked at it. You know, I got the package, and you know, when I got that email that I'm losing it, and I'm paying $100 for my internet, so. Minus 30, you know, it's 70, but that's still a lot of money. And my building is old, and Xfinity is the only internet service we can get in here. So I'm going to see if I can get a lower internet price. That's my next move. I tried to do the Lifeline, and they only pay Verizon. Not Xfinity, so I can't use that. So my next step is to call them, see if I can get a better rate.
Lifeline is an alternative program, and we'll talk about it in just a minute.
Yeah.
I want to stay with you for a minute more, Mary, before I add another voice. You're kind of the tech person in your building, I understand, helping other older adults. Have you heard from any of them what it's going to mean for them to lose this $30 contribution towards their internet service?
Yeah. They're all going to have to, well, most of them are going to have to get rid of it. Go back to the old days.
And what were the old days?
Talking to the doctors on the phone if they can. Otherwise, they got to go in person. The news, what they got to buy, the newspaper, shopping, they got to physically do that, which is difficult for some people. And bill pay, you know, now they're going to have to go out and get money orders. Or it's going to make everything more difficult for them.
And in some cases, more expensive, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It's just, it's not right. I actually think that Wi-Fi should be a free service, especially if you qualify for everybody. But the $30 did help. Now this is going the opposite direction.
So, Mary Magner, stay with us. Thank you. I'm going to bring another voice in here. Virginia Benzen is Director of Racial Justice Advocacy at the Massachusetts Law Reform Institute, MLRI. Virginia, MLRI is paying close attention to the impact of the loss of this Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, you were nodding all along the way as Mary was talking. I assume that's because you're hearing this story over and over again.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. Mary talked about internet access as a luxury. And what we've seen is that, especially during the pandemic, it's really become a necessity. As Mary has been using the internet, people are accessing it for healthcare, for education, for economic mobility, to find jobs, to find better housing, to find better healthcare and childcare. And so we're really concerned at MLRI, we're really concerned about systems and practices that reinforce or create sort of racial disparities and keep people in poverty. And when we've seen that the internet access, you know, it's transformational and it really can move people out of poverty. And so we're really concerned about this federal program that will end at the end of this month.
And so this program, it's been going on for several years now. According to the White House, it's distributed to just shy of 368,000 families in Massachusetts. That's one in eight households, to the tune of overall more than $206 million. And it just stops? Like there's a date and then it's just done?
Yeah, there was $14.2 billion put in a fund in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. And so once, you know, over 23 million Americans are utilizing this program, and so that those funds have been depleted, and the FCC, the Federal Communications, said that the money will run out at the end of the month, and so this will be the last month that they can issue the full benefit. There may be a partial benefit in May, and so unless we get more funding into that pool of money, the program will come to a halt. It will come to an end.
And I'm going to pull Mary back into the conversation in just a minute. But before I do, on that specifically, Virginia Benzen, is there conversation happening in Washington? I know Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, for example, called on Congress to renew the funding. What is the conversation on Capitol Hill about this?
Right now, there is a bill before the House and the Senate, the ACP Extension Act, that would extend funding until the end of the year. Seven out of our nine congressional delegation has supported that bill and signed on. There's over 200 supporters of that bill, I think, from both aisles. But as we see, nothing much is happening down in D.C., and so we're hoping that bill will find some traction, but, you know, time is not of the essence.
So I'll turn back to you, Mary Magner, in Brighton. The first thing that Virginia said to us was necessity. Is that fair? Has reliable, you know, fast, everyday in your house access been a necessity?
Yes.
And the other thing I wondered, Mary, I understand that this ACP program not only provides this monthly benefit, but for people who qualify, they can also get a one-time contribution to help you buy the computer or the laptop or, you know, the tablet. Did you use that, or do you know of anybody else in your building who got help in purchasing the technology itself?
Yes, people in my building did do that. That was wonderful.
And so, Virginia, I'll come back to you. You know, we're paying attention to the monthly thing because obviously that's ongoing. But the device itself also matters. You mentioned COVID and how important at that time it was to have a computer because people were stuck at home. And in many ways, it was the only way to participate in all kinds of things, not the least of which is school. Mm-hmm. Are there alternatives to the device piece? And then we'll go back to what Mary was talking about, which is alternatives here in the state to get help with your bill.
Yeah, there are a lot of different programs out there that are offering refurbished devices. I mean, we can't still meet the need out there, but they're great programs.
Like what?
Tech Goes Home, Tech Collaborative. There are great programs out there that will give people refurbished devices, also in collaboration with some digital literacy so that people understand how to use the device, not only also in how to safeguard their privacy while they're using the internet. But they can't meet the need. And so we do have about $14 million coming into the state for digital equity. And so some of that money will hopefully go to increasing device distribution.
And what about, Mary, you said you tried for the Lifeline program, correct?
Yes, just this morning.
And you discovered that it's only offered through Verizon, but your building only is wired for Comcast. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
That's got to be discouraging.
It is.
Yeah, so the Lifeline program is another federal program back in the day to help people get connected to phone lines. There's only six or seven subscribers in Massachusetts that they can either offer a cell phone or cell service, phone lines, or internet access. And in Massachusetts, Verizon is the only one that provides a discount on internet service.
So that's the only company in Massachusetts where you can use the Lifeline program to get internet service in your household.
Yes.
Are there any other alternatives, Virginia Benzanis? People are listening to this and saying, hey, this is me. What do I do? And Mary, could Mary look to any other sources of support for this?
The only other source we know right now is the low-income programs that the internet service providers offer themselves. And so we know, like, for instance, Xfinity or Comcast offers Internet Essentials and Internet Essentials Plus, which are discounted programs. High-speed internet at the Internet Essentials program is only 25 megabytes download, so not very high speed and wouldn't meet the definition of high speed since it recently changed. And then they provided a $30 one at 100 megabytes per download. So we encourage everybody to speak to their internet service provider, see if there are any discount programs that they're going to offer, especially for those who are coming off ACP, and then be savvy consumers and look around and shop and see if there are any, if they can do a better job.
Mary, have you had a chance to talk to your provider, Comcast, about the Internet Essentials program?
No, I haven't. But I will.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, maybe I did in the past, but if I remember, you couldn't have both. You couldn't have Internet Essentials and ACP.
Is that correct?
I don't know, but I'm going to call them.
Good. Yeah.
But what throws me off is the speed of the internet, that Internet Essential speed. Well, I'll find out, though, whether if it's too slow, I'm just going to have to go back to the other one.
Yeah.
You know, ACP is a new program, and it's only 3 years old, and over 23 million households are assigned, like you said, over 300,000 households in Massachusetts. So I think you can use it in any program. That was one of the changes from an earlier edition of this program. So you can use it. You could have used it in combination of Internet Essentials. But I think if you were signing up at the beginning, there was just misinformation, and we were still trying to educate the ISPs about the program.
And of course, Mary, I understand your concern. 25 is a lot slower than 100. Virginia yeah. Benzan, Director of Racial Justice Advocacy for the Massachusetts Law Reform Institute. Mary Magner, who is an ACP program participant in Brighton. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's more ahead. We're going to go to Lawrence, where there's a battle brewing over urban renewal. You're listening to Radio Boston.